Tape script 3.5.
So, Stuart, let's go over this again, shall we? Mr. Johnson phoned you at 3:30 yesterday afternoon, right?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I took his telephone number.
What did you say to him?
I said someone would ring him back.
And did they?
Did they what?
Did someone ring Mr. Johnson back?
I don't know.
What I can't understand, Stuart, is why you told him someone would ring him back. Why didn't you deal with it then and there?
Mainly because I didn't really know what he was talking about, I suppose.
So why on earth didn't you pass him on to someone who could deal with his problem?
Because I don't actually know who does what around here yet.
Well, you should know by now. You've been here nearly a month.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
I hope not. Anyway, to get back to Mr. Johnson, what exactly did he want?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask him.
Why not?
Well, he didn't really give me a chance, that's why. He just kept saying it was a disgrace and that he'd had an account here for nearly 40 years and it was the first time anything like this had happened and he wanted to speak to the manager.
So why didn't you pass him on to me?
I didn't want to bother you.
Okay. Perhaps you could find out if anyone has phoned Mr. Johnson back. On second thoughts, phone him back yourself.
What, now?
Yes, now.
Sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Harper, but a Mr. Johnson has just rung to say that as no one's phoned him this morning, he's taking his account elsewhere.
Oh, no! Well, I suppose it's not really surprising in view of...
Shall I still phone Mr. Johnson?
Of course! Why not?
I just thought that if he's taken his account...
Well, phone him now! See what you can do.
Right. OK. Oh, yes. Before I forget, Mrs. Harper, I'm going to a party tonight. Would it be OK if I came in late tomorrow morning?
No, it would not be OK. You're here on time or you can start looking for a new job. OK?